This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Consultants are standing by. We'll take caller 9 now at 844-999-OLA, and you'll play Profile this in minutes. But first, Bob, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And The Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we chose Ms. Marie-Louise Brennan of Glasgow, Scotland. I'm sure she's enjoying her vodka and milk as we speak. With millions of people throughout the world now working from home amid the coronavirus shutdown measures, well, all of us are dealing with new stresses, let's face it. And some of these new stresses are more severe or mundane than others. But even during the best of times, I think all of us could agree that a nine-week-old is stress-inducing just by its very nature, right? Well, Marie-Louise's new stress is exactly that. She has a nine-week-old, she's working from home, and she recently went on Twitter to share her anxiety of just thinking about the nine-week-old. Now, the nine-week-old in question, we should note, is the banana that she left in her desk drawer at work the week before everything got shut down. So, for 8 weeks, she's been locked at home. She put her banana in the drawer a week before that, and she says she is suffering anxiety because she just doesn't know what's happening in her desk drawer. So, she took to Twitter. She ended up getting a bunch of followers on this, and they said, look, you need to go there and deal with a banana, not because it's necessarily important, but, like, you're truly losing your mind worrying about what this banana is doing in her desk drawer. So she owned up to it. She finally went back to her work, right? And keep in mind, she kind of broke her quarantine to go into work because she just can't deal with the banana. And in case you're wondering, she took a video of the entire process. And basically, it was, in fact, blackened. It is, in fact, decomposing. But the good news, putting her anxiety at rest, thankfully, it had yet to start oozing its insides.
Right? That is important.
That's the deal. This banana had been in there for 9 weeks. And seriously, it was just bugging the living hell out of her. So her situation has been resolved. But I started thinking, as far as old food go, right? So there's been a lot of working from home and all that. So there's very few people even here at our offices. So Robin and I don't know, like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, just started cleaning some stuff out of the work fridge. Because we're like, well, we don't know when people are coming back. Now, our line of thinking was that the expiration dates would be close to the time that people started working from home. Oh, no, my friend, this was not the case. The ones that I can remember from memory, they included, let's see here. We found several different yogurts, okay? The most recent yogurt was, in fact, expired in March. Good news is that's right around the time people had to go home. Okay.
Yeah, most people push the line on the expiration date on yogurt. Like, I need to eat this. This is going to expire. It's not that.
Well, we also found two yogurts, one from January, one from February of this year.
Oh.
I don't know if you want to push it that far, but I would say the creme de la creme as far as disgusting things that we found in that fridge was the hummus. And I'm not sure what kind of hummus it was, like a flavored hummus. It was from August of 2019.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Yeah, August of 2019. They did not go home until March of 2020. So it was 7 months past its expiration date when they had to go home. So if you're listening and we threw out your hummus, sorry.
No, we ate it.
And I'll point out one last food that I discovered fairly recently. My daughter loves to eat blueberries. This is just what you can shut her up with blueberries, whatever. And she'll sit in front of the computer and just mow on blueberries. And kids make a mess, whatever. So as we've been home more and cleaning the house, I pulled the desk out to kind of get in there and clean it. Do you know what happens to a blueberry when it has been on your floor behind a desk, I'm guessing, for about 2 years?
Turns into a raisin.
I'm not sure what happens, Miles, but it looks like a physics experiment went really, really wrong, and it's something you would not say to the media, like, we need to cover up what this blueberry looks like, because if the public knew, they'd freak out.
They wouldn't eat them.
Dude, it is...
That's crazy.
It's a raisin, but the raisin is awfully dry. Anyway, yeah, so the banana, her 9-week-old, as it were, did not ooze out. Crisis averted. So let's drink. We pour this booze. She's like freaking out. Like, dude, I just can't stop thinking about this banana. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill Hill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. Quick comment. Someone says, you know, banana in the drawer sounds a lot like a euphemism. You are correct. Did not cross my mind the whole time I was saying it. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Dylan. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Steve, let's get to know our contestant, Dylan. Dylan, are you working over the lockdown?
I am. I'm a mechanic.
How busy you been, man?
Slammed the last 3 weeks.
Are people just getting stuff repaired that they've been putting off for a while, or is it just...
Once again, Men's Room callers, here are the 7 words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now, back to the program.
All right, well, I got to ask, Dylan, when it comes to a recall, is that the manufacturer that's paying you to do the work?
Yes, that's General Motors.
Okay, all right. I didn't know how that worked out, but I guess, yeah. Because the consumer...
I served under General Motors and General Mills.
good times.
All right there, Dylan. You understand this year game is played?
Yes, sir.
All right. As always, I got 3 stories in front of me, all of them disturbing, but 2 of them deal with the world of ethnicity / race. The other deals with the wonderful world of drugs. What topic would you like to tackle today?
Let's go with race.
You want to go with race and ethnicity? Okay.
All right. An oldie, but a goodie. Let's see here. And let's go to the fine city of Houston. I have family there. I suspect they'll be dead soon. Not for any reason other than they're kind of dumb. Anyway, police in Houston were searching for a suspect who is believed to have fatally shot 3 men and then wounded a 4th at 3 locations over the span of less than 1 hour. Yeah, I mean, so he shot 4 people, 3 of them died, in 3 different locations, and in 1 hour he pulled us off. The killings, the first of which occurred around 8:15 p.m., were related, and all 4 victims and the suspect are thought to have known each other. Assistant Police Chief Troy Finner said, quote, "We're early on in the investigation, but we've got pretty good information to know that it is drug-related." Police were looking for a 35-year-old man who was thought to be driving his 2012 silver Kia Forte. Then he said the suspect and one of the males had some kind of confrontation over drugs. And keep in mind, the Kia was stolen at the site of the shooting. Now, the suspect then drove to a home where he forced his way inside, fatally shot a 60-year-old man, then went to a 3rd home, knocked, entered, shot a man in his 40s who also died. They finally did manage to catch this guy, which is good. My question is, do you believe this guy is black, white, Mexican, or Asian?
Oh, man.
It's a drug dispute, so, it could be anybody.
Yeah. Drug dispute in Houston.
The one thing I'm looking at, Dylan, and since you know this, I'm just looking to see what a 2012 Kia Forte looks like, so I can kind of figure if I could think
I did
about,
not know in my
think
mind,
about who might be driving this vehicle, but it is a smaller four-door sedan.
Keep in mind, though. Keep in mind. The Kia...
Little cheapo car.
But keep in mind about the Kia, it was stolen at the site of one of the shootings.
Oh, so it wasn't the person's car.
It was not the suspect's car. It's just what he stole and drove around in.
So it doesn't matter when you're stealing it.
Say that again. There was two... There's a drug dispute. A drug dispute.
And so this guy, I guess, is cleaning house, whatever the dispute was. But in 1 hour, he managed to shoot and kill three people.
He shot four people and wound a fourth.
Yeah. At the site, of the first shooting, I believe, is where he stole the car.
And you didn't say what drug it was.
It's not about...
They don't say.
Oh, yeah.
They don't say anywhere in here what the drugs are.
Just over drugs. I'm thinking black. Just because Houston, I've heard there's a pretty big population, and
I got family there, bro. Yes, you have heard the truth.
I think that makes it too obvious, Dylan. I think I'm going to pick Asian.
Really?
From the man.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Drugs.
Black, white, Asian. What was the other one?
Or Mexican.
Mexican or Asian.
Huh.
Black, white, Mexican or Asian.
I think I might have to go with a hairball theory here.
Okay.
Hairball theory. There's a... What's the guy's name that plays for the Cheaters? For the Astros? Short dude. Jose...
Altruz.
Which sounds a little bit Spanish.
Yeah.
In Mexico, they speak Spanish.
Correct.
He plays for the Houston Astros, so I'm thinking maybe I'm leaning a little Mexi on this one.
Because of the Astros.
Because there's a Latin, Latin American baseball player
on the
team.
Latin American baseball
player.
And I don't even know. That guy,
the only one in the league.
Probably not even Mexican. I know, but there's not a lot to go on here.
There's really not,
man. The car is stolen.
Right. The car is stolen, so it's not his. A drug dispute is a drug dispute.
Right. I feel like if I knew the drug, like if you were like, hey, he stole a bunch of...
But it sounds
meth versus crack.
It also sounds to me like he shot a bunch of people in one location and then went and drove someplace else and shot somebody else.
Yeah, though he had to go to three different locations to shoot the four people. And that's one. So I mean,
he's on a run.
He had a plan, right? Yeah. He's executing this.
Right. If he was dropping off codeine. I just always think of people drinking lean when I think of Houston.
Thanks, Ted. Are you going to go Mexican then with your Astros theory?
Man, I usually have confidence in these theories. This one seems terrible. So, 100% yes, I'm going to stick.
All right.
With it.
All right. And Dylan, where are you leaning now here?
I'm going to have to go with my gut. Black. Final
okay.
answer.
All right. We're going to find out if this guy that shot four people in 1 hour, three of them passed on, is black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Back to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
We had in Houston, Texas, I'll profile this in a gang or drug related shooting. Either way, police in Houston are searching for a man who shot four different people. Three did pass on. Three different locations in a 1 hour span.
Yeah.
The suspects knew each other, and again, they knew each other through some type of drug dealings, I guess.
That is the case, man. And this guy, he sat out on a mission and got it done. But the question we had for you, Dylan, did you believe that this gunman was black, white, Mexican, or Asian? And three of you answered. I got three different answers. Ted, he said Mexican, based, of course, on the Houston Astros theory.
Cheaters, yeah.
Yeah, the cheaters are.
Damn.
Sorry. Miles, you guessed Asian?
Just for whatever reason.
Just for whatever, right? Just thinking it's a curveball. Yeah. You know, why not? And Dylan, you, of course, guessed black.
Oh, man, we all lost. Get out of here.
Swung for the fences. Everybody went down. Yeah, white dude.
Oh, man.
Trust me, when I read the headlines.
Should have gone with the Paul Wall theory.
When I went through the story, I thought black as well, but not white dude.
Okay.
Damn it.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Tim.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, Miles. Okay. Your choices today will be the Jimmys.
Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon.
Seth Meyers
on the list.
Mr. Spade.
David Spade. And Ted Smith and Writers.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
That's right. It's right there. The title for you. Those guys have a team of professional writers who help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke from a late night host, or is it a The Ted Smith original?
Thrill, I've been waiting a week to tell you this. I should have told you in person, but I'll come over to the house one day and help the family members learn some games.
Ah, okay. I got you. I know what made you think of that.
Yeah, right. I got five books. All right. There's a fine dining establishment in Virginia called the Inn at Little Washington that has begun a plan for reopening. The owner is putting out mannequins in the empty seats to make it feel full. So finally, if you live in an area, you can join a 3-star Michelin meal in a storage room at Westworld.
Kimmel.
Ooh. There's a fine dining establishment in Virginia, a very fancy restaurant called the Inn at Little Washington that has a plan for reopening. The owner of this restaurant is putting mannequins in the empty seats to make it feel full. So finally, if you live in the area, you can enjoy a 3-star Michelin meal in the storage room at Westworld.
In an interview, Matt Damon said that we should have predicted the coronavirus outbreak based on his movie Contagion.
Yeah, thanks.
It's not the best accusation, though. Start from the top.
Take two.
In an interview, Matt died.
And take three.
In an interview, Matt Damon said that we should have predicted the coronavirus outbreak based on his movie Contagion. It's not the best accusation, though, but give the guy a break. He was just born yesterday.
Writers.
How'd you know?
Because you turned around and looked at him when you blew the joke the first time. Like, sorry.
Oh, I barely knew that joke.
Oh, that joke. All right. Quite a guy.
A lot of people say they haven't been maintaining the best oral hygiene during the lockdown. You can tell it's bad when your face mask puts on a face mask.
Fallon.
Sam.
Fallon.
This isn't good. A lot of people say that they haven't been maintaining the best oral hygiene during the lockdown. You can tell it's bad when your face mask puts on a face mask.
If you guys saw this, but there's a company selling fake boobs and fake muscles for people to wear on dates on Zoom. So good news, fellas. You can disappoint those ladies before they see your penis.
Tense, man.
Yeah, that's tense. That is ridiculous. That's worse than taking every angle, every picture from an upward angle.
Right, because that's still you.
Yeah. Like, come on now.
You know, I thought about you the other day. We had a Zoom meeting, all right? And everyone says if you want the better picture, take it from the upper angle.
Yeah.
But everyone, it seems, on Zoom, when they're trying to adjust the camera, everyone does the exact opposite and looks down. So, like, suddenly they have eight chins. Everyone looks like garbage. Some people just look like garbage anyway, but I noticed some other people.
It is. It's weird, man. Let's see. Executives from the MGM Resort unveiled a 7-point safety plan to reopen their hotels and casinos. Just seven? The entire business model is the seniors touching the same slot machine, blowing on dice, and ignoring the sneeze guard at the buffet. MGM's safety plan looks like an infinite jest.
Myers.
Davis Bay.
That's Seth Myers.
Executives from MGM Resorts unveiled a 7-point safety plan to reopen its hotels and casinos. Just seven? Their entire business model is seniors touching the same slot machine, blowing on dice, and ignoring the sneeze guard at the buffet. MGM's safety plan should look like infinite jest.
You know, that wasn't mine. I'm not positive I got the infinite jest.
That's what told me it was Seth Myers.
Yeah.
Honest to God.
I heard that one today. I was like, nobody will guess that. First hurricane of the season could be forming this weekend off the southeast coast.
Snark.
Wow,
snark.
My writers put southeaster coast.
Riders.
Even more annoying, the ocean wants everybody to drive by and honk their horns to celebrate.
Riders.
Valid.
As if we're not dealing with enough, the first hurricane of the season could be forming this weekend off the southeastern coast. Even more annoying, the ocean wants everyone to drive by and honk their horns to celebrate.
I want to get a fight with the writers, which says southeastern.
Okay. Southeaster Island, maybe.
Yeah.
You know what happens at southeaster?
You don't want to deal with southeaster player. Actually, if you go to Easter Island now, I believe those big heads that aren't there all have masks.
Yeah, I think it's amazing that people don't know how big they are. We only see the heads, but they go, like, stories. They go way down.
I only found that out, like, 3 years ago. When there's a whole body, like, damn, why bury it?
Corrosion, huh? Let's see. First, you know what? Let me play you some audio that really made me smile today. So imagine you're someplace, somebody holds a door open, and they don't say thank you. Now, imagine you're the guy that holds the door open, nobody said thank you, and you're so mad you have to start a fight. This happened in Florida.
Of course.
Now, this is the sheriff. You can tell his annoyance. There's a lot of things going on in the world. He doesn't want to have to deal with it. By the way, it was at a liquor store. I just like
this. Aren't they looking for the person, and that's why I made the statement, too? They were looking for the person who got into a fight or something like that.
If you the sheriff's going to say that.
Oh, sorry.
Come on, man. What are you thinking? Were your three brain cells in overload? Why don't you just let it go? Get you a bottle of liquor, go back to the house, have you a drink. But no, they've got to have a kerfuffle right there in the middle of the store.
Kerfuffle.
So we need the community's help. Look at our suspect and tell us who he is. And here's our promise. We'll open the door for you at the county jail and say thank you if you open the door first.
I love that dude.
We'll leave the light on for you.
I like to. He starts with, "Come on, man."
Kerfuffle.
You gotta get in a kerfuffle.
Yeah,
he was charged with kerfuffery.
Is kerfuffle a real word?
Yeah,
it is.
It's an old timey word, you know.
But I feel like I never heard it again until like a year ago.
Well, because you're not 246 years old.
That's a good point.
I mean, it's just not a word that people use, and somehow.
It's like, put your dukes up.
Right.
We're going to have a kerfuffle.
I know.
I'm Mitch outside for a kerfuffle.
I still love those old school pictures.
What do you mean?
It's like, oh, it's the guy standing like this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you little
Irish
boxing
style,
pictures.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
One day we'll have gloves.
Did you know Notre Dame had a different nickname? And they thought, I forget what it was. I just learned this the other day. And they thought it was insulting to the Irish people.
So they went with the fighting Irish. Based on the fact that you're drunk and getting fucked.
I don't think any Irishman is offended by that, though.
That's the difference.
It's like a sense of pride.
Right, exactly.
But Miles will hear me on this. I think Irish people might be. Nobody from Boston cares.
Yeah, you know what?
Good point.
Our version of Irish.
That is our version of Ireland.
Right.
Boston.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's like my buddy Rowan is from Dublin. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know, but I've never seen him in a fight. He's actually a very nice guy. Right. Laid back. Relaxing.
Oh, like the leprechaun from Lucky Charms. See, it's one or the other.
Faxo laughed
at Notre Dame, the mascot's always a real guy, right?
Yeah,
that has a little fake beard, a real beard, and he's a leprechaun.
Mm-hmm.
And then one year they had a black leprechaun. And like people are like, can you believe they have a black leprechaun? I'm like, it's a made up thing.
Like, I'm the black leprechaun, bitches. Pot of gold and nothing but teeth. And chains.
Right? He really made use with that stuff.
Actually, I think the black leprechaun, like, there's nothing in the pot. I'm wearing it, bro. All the gold and salmon, dog.
So, have you guys ever seen Dark Side of the Ring on Vice?
No.
Yeah, a few times.
Okay, so it's about the world of professional wrestling.
Mm-hmm. It's an excellent show, by the way.
It is. It is depressing. Obviously, it's the dark side of things. But I believe it was yesterday or earlier this week on one of the profiles of this, Miles, you had done some, you had read about this stuff. And you said, man, people on cocaine don't really lose their minds or this or that. They're very aware. Well, it depends on how much cocaine you're doing.
Okay.
As I watched one last night on Herb Abrams, and it was called Cocaine and Cowboy Boots.
Okay.
So this guy tried to start his own, like, thing to compete with the WWE, WWF back in the day. But he was just insane. And, like, nobody's really sure where he got the money or whatever to start with. But, like, one guy goes over to his room, and this guy just had two passions in life, cocaine and hookers.
Okay.
And the guy's like, our first meeting, I've never met the guy. We're in Beverly Hills. He puts us up in this awesome suite, and he's like, this is great. You know, like, the people I work for don't even treat me this well. Here comes in this Herb guy. Herb. And then
Herb.
And he says there's a knock on the door, and it's two of the most beautiful prostitutes the guy's ever seen. The guy's from some small town in the South. He's like, I've never seen women like this. He's like, this is going to be great. I can't wait to work for this company. But they were for the guy that runs the company. He basically was just using this job interview as an excuse to do cocaine and hookers. And the other guy just kind of sat in the room and watched it. It was like, it was so uncomfortable.
I bet it was.
Yeah.
Wow.
It also feels like, I don't know, it's a wrestling promoter. That's one of those times you should have been like, should I tag in?
Yeah, right. Come on. Let me in, boss.
Yeah, right. Just hold your hand up
for it. Right, exactly. Like, you don't have to tie up. You don't have to hold the little rope in the corner. But either way, that was a very good show. Thanks, Mr. Miggs, for representing or telling me to watch that one. Because I was like, some of the darks, and it's funny, too. You guys know Mick Foley,
mm-hmm.
right? Like a famous hardcore wrestler dude. Sometimes Mankind, sometimes Cactus Jack. He's had different names for it, right? But this one, they talk about how, so finally he goes insane. He's been a coke bender for days. They find him dead. They're not really sure how he died. But he's, like, chasing around prostitutes in a baseball bat. He kind of like your friend. He's all oiled up with something, and there's cocaine on him.
Damn.
Yeah. So, like, everybody in this show is like, well, he went out doing what he loved.
Yes, he did.
He did.
John Entwistle.
Yeah. And then they asked Mick Foley, like, what do you think he'd be doing today if he was still alive? And he just starts laughing. He goes, oh, he'd be in jail.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way he could have kept this up. But it also is a reminder, like, and celebrities and everybody parties, but it's just wild. Like the late 80s, early 90s was just, it just seems insane.
It's a different time. For sure, man.
Right, that's when you hear the stories about your Metallicas or Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, Alcoholicas, all this kind of thing.
Yeah.
I call those the good old days personally, but you know, that's me.
Those were the last of those days.
Well,
I mean, in the foreseeable future, considering where everything is now, I don't know if that will ever be replicated again.
Not at that level.
No.
I think for a lot of people, it's good for them. So I'm like, sorry, you can't have any.
Because you got to remember, part of that wrestling mentality is like the band mentality. You go to a different town, you have different girlfriends, you have different this, you're on the road.
You're partying with your buddies.
Every night's, you know what I mean? It's either a day off or a day on.
Well, that Herb Abrams guy, I mean, when you watch the show, it's the typical kind of guy that can just has a good mouth, right? You know what I mean? He's putting on pay-per-views.
You got a good mouth.
And then he tried to put one on at the MGM in Vegas, right? After he basically had gone bankrupt. And everybody's like, nobody's going to show up and everything. But like, and he didn't have the backing for it. But he's one of those people. And everybody knows, you call him con man, whatever you want. Some people just have a slick tongue, if you will.
Right.
Isn't that what they call it? The silver tongue.
Silver tongue.
Not a slick tongue.
Slick tongue's a sexual thing, and we will not discuss it here.
Mm. Slick tongue.
Yeah.
They call me Slick Tongue Steve.
That's also a guy I wouldn't take a bet from.
Oh, Slick Tongue? Yeah, I'd be like, nah.
You guys want to play pool with Slick Tongue?
No.
Hell no. You guys got half my paycheck already.
He He powders his hands in cocaine.
I know. Please, everybody, get your own powder.
I rub mine. I also want to tell people there's a cool documentary coming out. I believe it comes out tomorrow on a lovely little place that I used to call home called PG County. It's Basketball County. It's in the water. And it's just this massive thing about PG County and how many basketball players come out of there. Obviously, DeMatha will be featured a lot. But there's all, you know, like Kevin Durant. I mean, there's so many superstars that come out of this one county. It is kind of
Len Bias, maybe, too.
Yeah, Len Bias literally grew
speaking
up like
cocaine.
Like 10 minutes from where I've lived. Man, I watched the other day, I watched Len Bias and Jordan in college playing each other. It's ridiculous. But yeah, I think that's a Showtime documentary. Kevin Durant put that together. So that'll be pretty cool. Have you guys heard the rumors about who might be the next host of Jeopardy?
Yes.
I did. I can't remember. Is it the CNN guy or something? No.
George Snuffleupagus.
Yeah, that's the guy. Snuffleupagus.
Exactly. They asked him. He didn't really say no.
What do you? Hey, man, your name's been kicked around to host Jeopardy. I mean, it doesn't matter who you are. Chances are you're like, cool, man, let me know.
Yeah, I mean, that would be... I'm with you. If you're him... Right, I mean, you're working on ABC now on the morning shows and stuff, but hosting Jeopardy is a massive.
It'd be great if Trebek posted a video like, "Could you wait until I pass on?"
You know who's going to host it?
Yeah,
Steve Harvey.
I'm still here.
There's no way, man.
Steve Harvey on Jeopardy. All right, dog. I'd read this question to him, but I can't pronounce that third word in French.
He wouldn't say dog though. You know what he said? Okay, player.
Yeah. Okay, player, riddle me this. In 18th century.
He's a fine West Virginian.
Well, when I try to do a Steve Harvey impression, it's my impression of Kenan Thompson doing an impression of Steve Harvey.
Yeah. Steve Harvey was every basketball referee in the state of West Virginia when I was growing up. That's what everyone looked
they
like.
They blow the whistle.
Oh, no, just
it's a one-on-one, player.
Bald-headed black guy with a mustache.
Oh, you see what bigger. You did there, player?
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah.
All right, no, you just double dribbled.
You, five. Turn around. What's your number?
I played 1 year of basketball. It was one of the worst experiences of my life. I suck at basketball. You guard me? No, we're in a zone. Hey, man, this kid, he said we're in a zone. And the whole bench laughed at me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, and you know what I'm saying.
That's
it's bad.
Thank you, Jay. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm going to go home and cry now.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. So we head to England where the Batmobile gets impounded after Batman had fake license plates, no insurance, and was driving with a license that was suspended.
Sorry.
Meanwhile, Dunkin' Donuts announces the end of Styrofoam cups of 30 years after that should have ended. Stolen barbecue truck in Mississippi headed to Memphis with police in hot pursuit. Florida man almost drives over gas station employee in a diesel dispute. And a woman says banana rotting in her work desk drawer is giving her anxiety. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, top story. We go to Michigan where a man decided that he wanted to test the FBI. What a great idea. A man took to Twitter to issue a bomb threat to the FBI. Another great idea.
To the FBI.
Right. After
what?
I don't even want the investigation. I'm going to go straight to the source.
Right.
And okay.
And issue a bomb threat. Good work. After a day, agents made their way to his door to talk about what he had put out on social media, and it turns out that he was merely testing the agency and was vocally disappointed about the response time.
Yeah, that's what I tell him. Took you guys long enough. Yeah.
He assured them that he didn't have any plans to carry out acts of violence, but he couldn't just let it go. He continued to mock and harass the agency on social media until he was eventually arrested.
Yeah, it's the FBI. What
the hell's wrong with you?
Oh, he's just stupid. I don't even think that one's a mystery. Like, oh, I see, you're dumb.
Man, watch this guy. He's trying to do something on the inside.
You think?
Yeah, he's trying to get arrested for stupidity so that he can do something on the inside.
I
guarantee to you. Because what person is that bored that they're going to sit there and tweet at the FBI, issue a bomb threat, and then actually have the temerity to stand there and say, how dare you have taken so long?
Mike, I will say this, and I can't explain it, but I'd say in these last few weeks, we have seen the depths of stupidity, I mean, just ripped open, man.
That's fair.
It, I mean, it's incredible. It's like a volcano of stupid blew up, and this is the little horror.
This is where
the horror of dumb rolling down the road.
Yeah. In other news, we've discussed it multiple times on this program that we do not condone illegal activity.
But
if you're going to, be smart about it.
Right.
Police in Tennessee got a call about a truck and a trailer that had been stolen. The call had come from a friend of the owner of Smoky Corner Barbecue because it was his food truck that was stolen. You know, that's got his advertisement right there on the side. That's a very, you know, recognizable car. Didn't take long for officers to find and stop the truck before it led them on a high-speed chase. It eventually required spike strips to stop the truck, effectively ruining the equipment in the process.
Did you know that a food truck can do 110 miles an hour?
I did not know that. I was getting ready to ask that story. And then, when he hit the strips in the back shot out with flames, he kept on going.
He kept on dragging.
He didn't stop. Even the spike strips couldn't stop the barbecue pit rolling down the highway.
I would use that in my advertising if I'm my barbecue shop.
Back wheels off and the axles dragging.
No matter what. Doesn't matter what kind of smoke there is.
That's right.
Have you ever gotten behind a barbecue truck that's actually pulling the pit, but it's actually still smoking the meat inside on the way?
It's painful.
And, oh, my God.
Yes.
It's painful.
Like, I just want to follow it to wherever it goes.
I know.
Falling for coming back.
That's how they got the snakes out of Ireland. Start smoking some pit beef. And
let's see here. We heard about the changes coming from one airline. Now United is jumping on board with changes of their own.
What, being on time?
We've already gotten an update from the company saying that they would be blocking out their middle seats in the midst of the pandemic to ensure space between passengers, but a doctor boarding the plane from Newark noticed that the plane was filled to the brim. After bringing up a complaint with the airline, they responded that they'll be implementing a policy of informing passengers when the planes are filling up in case passengers would want to change flights.
See, one person can make a difference even when they shouldn't have to.
Right.
Oh, boy. One more change coming down the pipeline. We go to Dunkin' Donuts that have been known for one feature that has gotten them plenty of criticism over the last few years. Their foam cups. They've admitted that they're officially making the switch from the foam cups to double-walled paper.
Look, when we came from the East Coast, I would go to Dunkin' Donuts every morning and get a coffee because I love their coffee and it's great.
It is very good.
That was what, 2005?
Yes.
They banned styrofoam then.
Right, it had been banned.
We've been here for 15 years and they are finally getting, they're finally getting the memo. It's unbelievable. It's like, look, man, I mean, I love a Dunkin' Donuts coffee and a styrofoam cup, but I know damn well I should. You know what I mean? I should.
But again, I think it's par for the course for things right now. Like, we told you about this. We'll get around to doing it.
Also, about 10 years ago, they said, we're going to end the styrofoam cup thing. And then no one said anything or did anything.
And 10 years ago.
Like, oh, look, no one's paying attention.
That being said, are they still Dunkin' Donuts at this point? Because they said that they were going to switch to just Dunkin'.
Yeah, just Dunkin'.
But everything that I read anymore, now I don't know if that's just bad journalism or if they just haven't gotten around to switching
it. It's like the guy that gives himself a new nickname. It's like, look, man, not everyone's going to catch up.
I know I was Puff Daddy and P. Diddy now.
Ted, that's cool.
That is it for your headlines without Mike Hawkins out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Ted versus the FCC. It was Robin today.
Yeah, yes, indeed. It is true. But in the meantime, we be all up out this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.